In the scripture tonight, and may it be a blessing to you. I want to make mention of this before I read my scripture tonight. I make mention that we're going to proceed to take that wall out on Saturday and try to move the sound equipment back into the old bathroom there. And so any able-bodied men that can come, you know, we'd be glad to have you. Amen. I know there's not much, but so many can get back in there. But Mr. Robert, he's going to be in charge of the operation. Amen. And so we got to have somebody doing it. And he's a good maintenance man. Amen. But you pray God help us with it and Lord use us. And I just want to make mention of that. I'm reading in Galatians chapter 1. I want to read the whole chapter and then say some things. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calls you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if yet I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Note that. For neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, but being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem with them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. The other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. He's saying here what God showed me. I'm telling you the truth. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. This scripture here, what Paul's saying in this first chapter is that there's been a revelation given to him by God. That what gospel he preached, what gospel he declared, was a revelation from God.
Right.
He didn't learn it from another man.
That's right.
He didn't get it from some past reading. This is what God gave him for the New Testament church. This is what God gave him.
Yeah.
Nobody told him. He didn't even confer with flesh and blood. He didn't go confer with flesh and blood. He went, praise God, and conferred with God himself. And this is what God gave this man of God.
Amen.
Now, tonight, if you look at this thing and see his apostleship, how that God called this man, and got into the apostleship, amen. Hey, brethren, listen. Thank God he's seen the Lord. Amen. Wasn't born out of due time. And God instructed him, talked to him, revealed to him these things. And I want to say this tonight. The gospel of Paul, or he said my gospel, is a gospel of the grace of God. Amen. Listen, we're not under the law tonight. We're not under the Mosaic law. We're not bound to the Mosaic law. Hey, God, we're not under the law. Hey, God, we're not under under that law, friend. The law is nothing but a schoolmaster, and some people still might need a schoolmaster, but you ought to proceed to go in the grace of God. And brother, you don't need a schoolmaster. Thank God you've got Christ, and He's the one that's sufficient, thank God, to save sinners, and sufficient, praise God, to bless you. Amen. What do you think He meant, thank God, when He told the Galatians, amen, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Amen. We're not bound, friend, to the Old Testament law. Amen. We got a new covenant in grace, and the grace of God is greater than all sin. And brother, tonight we're saved by the grace of God through faith. And brother, tonight the Bible said, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And here we find in the book of Galatians that there's Judaizers getting in, trying to get these people to revert back unto an Old Testament covenant, unto circumcision. Hey, God, Paul took Titus, who was a Gentile, to that crowd, and he showed them this man was a believer, and he was not circumcised. And brother, thank God, he was a testimony of what grace could do without circumcision. For he said, that don't profit nothing, the cutting of the flesh. Amen. It don't, friend. And today there's still people that's built work salvation. Hey, God, brother, I don't have to have works to be saved. There's not one good work you can do to be saved. Amen, brother, tonight. You're bound to that tonight if you're a works believer. Hey, God, it's either grace or works. It can't be both. Hey, God, Paul's saying, I wasn't taught it by man. God revealed this truth to me. And brother, it's by the grace of God. Amen. There's no book in the Bible, amen, greater about grace than Romans and Galatians. Amen, buddy. He put to him, thank God, exactly where the grace of God is. That grace is greater than sin. That man can't obtain it unless God gives it. And God does give grace. And God gave you grace. And God's a God of all grace. It's not the works of the flesh. No man's justified by the deeds of the law or the flesh, my friend. It's all the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Thank God we live in the grace day. And brother, tonight it's all grace through faith. Amen. Thank God for that tonight. Amen, buddy. I'm not bound to that. Amen. Listen to me tonight. I don't want to put nobody under the bondage of the law. I'm telling you, looking at an old boy tonight, amen, that's not a legalist. Acts chapter 15, when that council got together there, and they said a man had to be circumcised, brother, they found out that they had been justified by faith the same way. That the same grace that saved the Jews was the same grace that saved my brethren, thank God, the Gentiles. And that was the battle that Peter had on that rooftop that day, about that grace that had to go, thank God, to them Gentiles, that they might hear the gospel. What is the gospel, praise God? The gospel's good news, amen. And the good news is that Christ came to save. And brother, tonight, there's no way tonight you can, thank God, be saved apart from the grace of God. Amen. Even in the book of the beginning, praise God, Genesis, it said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And brother, tonight, I'm saved by grace and I'm kept by grace. And brother, tonight, it's not based on what I do. It's not based on what I don't do. It's based on the goodness of grace. Amen to me tonight. Hey, God, if you ever get a hold of that, you won't live in bondage to yourself. You won't live in bondage of what men think. Why do you think Paul said that? Hey, God, that I please God or man. The reason he said that was, hey, God, because he knew there'd be men not agree with him. He knew that there was going to be a warfare. And brother, tonight, they still preaching this. A law of salvation. and work salvation. And what did Isaiah say? I've said it myself before. Hey, God, if you don't do this or you don't do that, or if you do this or do that, you're not saved. But brother, tonight, that's not true. It's not based on me. It's based on Christ. The reason I don't do what I ought, what I shouldn't do, hey, God, because grace is in me. It's not no glory to myself. It's the glory to God. And grace tonight, thank God's greater than all my sin. And brother, tonight, when He saved you, thank God He saved you completely. Amen. He didn't save you for a temporary time. He saved you forever. Amen. The Bible said He saved us to the uttermost. That means He's got a complete salvation. The Bible said in Colossians, we are complete in Him. Amen. Thank God, rejoice tonight. Thank God, because God done it. And brother, tonight, it's all by the grace of God. It's not based on man. It's not based on us. It's based on Christ and God giving grace. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. You know what you need to do? You need to get loose from that stuff. Amen. He said, we need to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Amen. It's not your religious works or your religious ways that God blesses you. It's because of Christ in you. Amen. Praise God, brother. We can enjoy the good graces of God if we just see who we are in Christ, and we're in Christ because He's in us. And brother, it's not based on, praise God. Amen. Certain things people build up and say, well, if you do this or you don't do that. Amen. Listen, friend, it ain't based on that. Amen. I'm in a legal contract or a covenant with God through Christ. And the blood, thank God, that Christ shed was sufficient to forgive me of every sin. And it has forgave me of every sin. Thank God for that. I don't have to, my friend, doubt. I don't have to live in doubt. I don't have to live that way, friend. Thank God I can live in peace because of what Christ did. Oh, God, help us believe this. I'm telling you, it's real tonight. It's what Paul was saying. Amen. That's the problem was in that church, in that group of people, they was trying to mix works in. That's what they're doing. Why did Paul say, who have bewitched you? Who have tricked you? Are you made perfect by the flesh, having begun in the spirit? He's saying it's Christ. It's the grace of God. Amen, brethren. Thank God if a church would get a hold of that. Ain't going to be trying to bring too much from the law into this grace. And brother, the law, thank God. Amen. Hey, listen. Grace will teach you the laws of God. Grace will perform in you. It's not a performance tonight. Thank God, you're not saved by some human performance or some human works or some human deeds. Amen. What you wear don't make you righteous. Amen. What you do don't make you righteous. What you say don't make you righteous. But thank God, in whom you believe, thank God. And it is His imputed righteousness. It's what His righteousness is in you. You have no righteousness. You're a filthy rag. But thank God, you're not no more just saved because He put in your righteousness. And His righteousness is greater. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. I'm telling you, thank God for that tonight.
Amen.
I'm telling you to accept the victory of God. If you get a hold of it, thank God it's grace. I've said it's grace. And it always will be grace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. I didn't come to preach you under condemnation. You already are under condemnation if you're not saved. I'm trying to get you out from underneath it. I can't do it. The Holy Ghost can. He can bring you up. Amen. He can bring you out. Amen. Jesus can become. Thank God you're real. Thank God it ain't church entity. Thank God it ain't be member of a church. Even though I am in the church because it's the body of Christ. Thank God, but I'm not saved because I'm a member. Amen. That's right. There ain't a work you can do. There ain't one good thing you can do. There's not one good thing you can do tonight. I mean, not one good thing in the flesh. There ain't a one good thing you can do in the flesh. Ain't one good thing you can put your hand to in the flesh. And God looked down upon you and said, oh, I tell you what, he's righteous. That ain't why. You've been born of God. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You and Christ righteous in you. And Paul said it, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is God by faith. Amen. He said all the things before was dung. They wasn't nothing but manure. Amen. And they never profited nothing. And Paul said, I know it's his righteousness. And he said, I run that I might win Christ. Thank God, because it's all Christ. It's all Jesus. Thank God. It's not about you. It's not about what you do. It's about what he done for you. Amen. Yeah. Thank God. Let hallelujah to God. He never, God, we never would be in that had he not done it. Thank God, buddy, he done it. Amen. He done it. I mean, he D-O-N-E, he done it, thank God. I'm telling you, he done it. Thank God, he done it. He spake and it was done. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Grace is greater, friend. What is grace? It's favor of God. God said, I'm going to give favor to a wretched dog. It's a Gentile dog. Danny Blackwelder. I mean, from head to toe, everything within. He's as dirty, corrupt, and vile, and ungodly, and filthy. And he said the same thing about everybody in here. Ain't a one good. Ain't one good tonight in the eyes of God Almighty. I don't care who you are, what you smell like, what your color is, and what you think you look like. I'm telling you, on the inside, you're dead men's bones. Amen. You're corrupt, you're vile, you're good, godly, and filthy. That's why you got to have mercy, and that's why God gives you grace. And brother, the day, thank God, your heart kneeled to the Savior, and the Holy Ghost dealt with you and convicted you of who you were. Thank God, and you seen who he was. Thank God, God gave you grace. Amen. That's why you woke up the next morning and didn't cuss like you used to. That's why you woke up the next morning and didn't live like you used to. Because God done put something in you that you couldn't put in yourself. I've done that was the grace of God. And buddy, I'm still living today. Thank God, I don't have to go back and get it. Get it again. Thank God, I got what I got. Amen. I need more of him, but I got all of him. I need to yield to him that I might have him live through me more. I tell you, I got everything he gave me. Thank God, buddy, I ain't looking for the second blessing. I already got it, amen. I'm looking for him, thank God. And if you ever get him in you, you'll change within, amen. You can't change yourself. Black man can't change his skin. Leopard can't change his spots.
That's right.
You can't change what you do unless God puts some grace in you.
That's right.
Amen, that's right. I've got grace in a dead man's body. That's right. Reckon yourself dead indeed in the sin. I'm this old body I'm carrying around is a dead carcass. It's going to die.
Yeah.
Amen. It's going to die. It's decaying every day, friend. Amen. It's decaying every day. That's right, son. You ain't going to turn back the clock on that. It's a decaying every day. Grace has got to be in you. Amen. That's why Jesus said, hey, brother, this all through the New Testament in the epistles of the church. Thank God it's by grace. That man saved by grace through faith. Even said in the Bible, I frustrate not the grace of God, but righteousness came along. And Christ died in vain. I ain't going to violate that. Thank God used people say, well, that sounds like easy believism. Call it what you want to. It's not easy believism, but thank God I'm telling you one thing. If, when the Holy Ghost gives you grace, it is. Amen, buddy. How? It ain't hard believism. Thank God I don't have this. And God don't want you to have to beg to get in the door. The door of grace is open to whom he calls. Amen. You can enter in, thank God. You don't have to wait, praise God. Amen. You can get in and out if you're not saved. But it's a door that God's open through the grace of God. And the grace of God's what God has to have in your heart to get you in, because if you don't get grace in your heart, Noah had grace in his heart before he got an ark, amen.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
The grace of God's open. The door's open to grace. It's a dispensation, a day of grace. It ain't no works and law. Amen, brother. Hey, people trying to put you under law. I tell you one thing, friend, can I tell you this? And I know some people disagree with this, don't matter. Listen, the law was given by Moses.
Yeah.
It wasn't given to me, even though God calls me accountable for what I know.
Yeah.
I was born a sinner, son. I was a sinful man.
Yeah.
Amen. I was born speaking lies. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Wasn't no good in me.
Right.
Amen. That's why my mama had to whoop my back in to make me see, thank God, how I need to correct my wrongdoings. Amen. Judgment come. Thank God the rod was used to correct me. Amen. Why? Because I wasn't no good. Amen. I'd done what was wrong. I didn't do what was right. Amen, brother. And you don't have to teach a kid to do wrong. It's in him.
Right.
That's why he's got to have some grace.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? Grace is greater than all our sin.
Yeah.
That's right. It's greater than all our sin. When Christ died, he died for all sin.
Yes, he did.
When Christ forgave me, he forgave me of all sin.
Amen.
I mean, every sin that I ever have committed or I will commit
Amen.
Has been taken care of.
Right.
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Every bit of it was laid on Christ. Thank God if you believe that night, son, you'd do a somersault.
Yeah.
I mean, to thank, praise God, the day Christ died, he took your sin and was punished for it, praise God, and he gave you grace enough to believe that one day. And when you did, you passed from death unto life because you heard and believed, and God gave you the Holy Ghost and birthed you in the family of God and said, now he's a trophy of grace. He ain't finished. I ain't finished with him yet. But I tell you, he got saved by grace through faith, and he'll end that way. Amen. That's right. Praise God for that. Amen. How you saved, Brother Hyatt? I'm saved by grace through faith. God give me grace, and God give me the grace to have faith. I didn't believe that God opened my heart to believe. Believing, who had believed that report? See, that's what keeps people out of God's will, and God's heaven, God's family is unbelief.
Right.
He that believeth not is condemned already. He that heareth my word and believeth. I mean, you're going to have to believe. You read the book of John, how many times is that word believe or believeth in there? Amen. I don't even think John even mentions the word repent. But you got to repent. But repentance is granted. Repentance is an attitude of heart toward God, siding with God against yourself to make a turn to him, because, praise God, you're going away from him.
Yeah.
As always, you got to change your mind too. The Jews had to change their mind who they said he was and what they had done to him. They hung him on a tree.
Yeah.
That's right. Like Brother Mitchell said, he said, you need to find out how you're going to get out under that, get out from underneath that charge you got against you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise God. You know how you get out? Grace of God.
Yeah.
That's how you get out. You know how you get saved? Grace of God. How you get kept, preacher? Grace of God. Amen. If it wasn't grace of God, you'd all fall.
Amen.
I include myself, number one. I'd fall tonight. You know when the Lord, I'm going to say this, when the Lord allows me to fall because I don't trust him the way I ought to, God allows me to do that for his purpose in my life, that I might look to him for forgiveness in fellowship and to know it takes grace to sustain me, because you can't sustain yourself. It takes God. Amen. Paul said, this is great right here. Paul's saying, this is what he told me. I got a revelation from God. And this is the New Testament doctrine. This is the way God set it up. That the grace through faith, the way God set it up.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he said. He didn't go confer with flesh and blood. That's right. He didn't go to man and say, would you teach me the gospel?
Right.
He said, God told me how it was.
Right.
Amen. He said, I had a revelation.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll say this tonight. The best revelation you ever had was when he revealed his son to you.
That's
the best revelation you ever had.
Amen.
What is that, preacher? That's the Holy Ghost opening your blinded eyes.
That's right.
And letting you see who Christ
That's
is.
Right.
The revelation of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to tell you this. You can say what you want to. When a man's getting saved, God's saving that man, he don't know nothing, but he needs God.
Yeah.
He might know biblical terms, and he might know a lot of things, but I'm telling you one thing. He knows he's lost, and he knows who the Savior is.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, after a man gets saved, that Holy Ghost makes revelation to that man who Christ is.
Yes, he does.
He will. That, you know what revelation of Christ I had when I got saved? I'm going to tell you what revelation I had. He's the light. Because the light shined in on me. Paul, what was it? It was a light that shined in on me. Amen. That light was that revelation. But listen, thank God, I mean, when God saved me, He made it known to me by His presence who He was.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what He done to Paul. He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. He never, listen, friend, That's God opening the eyes of a blind man and letting him know who Christ is. There ain't no way under the sun you can reveal who Christ is to somebody unless the Holy Spirit does it through you. Amen. You can talk to me. That's like an old fellow. I told a fellow one day at work. He said, "I don't understand what you're saying." I said, "You can't unless God shows it to you." You can't see it. That's like a blind man. He come in here physically blind. You say, "The carpet's red." He said, "I can't see it." Jesus is Lord. I can't see it. But the day God opens your eyes, you'll see it. Amen. That's right. But that's exactly the way it happened. I look around this church, and it's miracles. It's just all you can say is miracles sitting right in the pew. It's just miracles. That's all I can say is just miracles sitting right in the pew. I mean, it's miracles right before me. Because, brother, it's greater than a man having his physical sight given to him. Our spiritual sight was given to us. But if you want to relate it like that, wouldn't it be a miracle if everybody on the pew tonight had physically one time been blind? And now they're sitting here with their eyes wide open. You say, "Praise God. Look at all these people in here at one time was blind and they couldn't see a thing. And now they can see." Well, you'd shout the victory on that, wouldn't you? You'd shout the victory if you had been physically blind and God opened your eyes. But how much more? How much more God opened the blinded eyes of a lost man to see who Christ was and be saved. And flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. Hey, God and the Father in heaven did. Hey, you blessed man tonight. That's all because God had grace on you. Amen. Amen. That's right. That's a blessing. Amen. Think about that. A spiritual eyesight. Think about that. I mean, I looked over here when I was preaching all about Miss Jennifer. Hey, Brother Bennett Keith. I mean, there's some of the first converts that got saved. Ain't no way I could open their eyes. Thank God. I remember when you knelt on this side of the altar. I remember when you knelt on this side of the altar one day. And you know what they did? They got up seeing.
Yep.
Amen. That's right. Brother Saint, nice you knelt. You know what you did? You got up seeing. Amen. You know why? Because God had grace on you. He had to have it before you got it. He had it before you got it. He gave it to you. He's the God of all grace. Thank God He gives us grace. Thank God it is upon a man's heart. When a man's heart breaks toward God, He gives him grace. Amen. A man don't want grace till he sees he needs it. That's right. Why do you think the writer of the song said, "Amazing grace"? How sweet the sound. John Newton, he was an old wretch, man. It's wicked. God give him grace. Amen. Read testimonies of people. Your testimony is the greatest testimony you have. Mm-hmm. Right? Reading testimonies of others. Charles Spurgeon, he goes in a Methodist church on a snow day. A primitive Methodist church. He said, "I'd been to many churches." Listen to what he said. "Preached the law. Preached the different things you know about the Bible. But no man ever hid." He said, "I was under conviction, didn't know how to get saved." And a layman got in there on 10 people on a snowy day. And a preacher reads Isaiah 45:22, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye that are, for I am God, and there's none else."
Yeah.
"Look unto me." And the man looked out in the gallery and saw him under trouble. And he said, "Young man, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus." And he said, "I looked and I seen him." And the grace of God came in his heart. Brother, we've complicated the gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
It ain't complicated. Just preach it and let God do the work. Amen. We're trying to beg people to do this. Man, let the Holy Ghost do it. He don't have, listen, I'll say this. I thank God for the altar, but God don't have to have you to come to the altar. As long as you can get to Christ, it don't matter where you're at. Thank God. Amen, buddy. Thank God grace is greater. Amen, but it's grace. Praise God. You know about the grace of God. Paul's what he's preaching, that's what it was, it's all grace. And that's how you live, by grace. Amen. When you're thinking about do's and don'ts and all that kind of thing, you know what you're doing? You're bringing yourself under a schoolmaster. Schoolmaster tells you you can't do this. And you know, the Holy Ghost leads you. Verse, many are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Amen. It ain't a list of here, don't do this or do this. I mean, you hear that all, that's the way I used to preach a lot, that law stuff. Keep people under law just to hold them in. Praise God. Some little children need a schoolmaster in the classroom. They don't understand the teacher loves them so much, praise God. Amen. That they want to live, they want to do the best they can because the teacher loves them.
Right.
Praise God. A lot of them, they always looking up, you know, because they got to have a schoolmaster. You know, have somebody over you. Say, "I'm going to read your Bible today, Johnny." No, he said, "Listen, Frank, I'll tell you this. You don't read your Bible to be saved. You want to read it because you have a relationship. And it's about Christ. It's about, well, I better read my Bible today. I feel like I ain't right with God. But no, you ain't right with God because your heart ain't right.
Yeah.
Your heart's right because of your relationship with Him. I want to read the Scripture because I get something from the Lord."
Yeah.
We'll say, "Read your Bible now." Would you tell a baby to drink his milk? That'd be dumb. You think a little old baby, you know, just born, we think people just get saved, they ought to be mature as we are. Wonder why them people's acting like that. Wonder why you did.
Yeah, that's right.
It's time and growth and grace. God's got to grow you in the grace of God. You wouldn't take that little old baby just born, had three born. You wouldn't take that little baby and say, "Now you need to eat. You need to drink your milk if you're going to be a baby." Why don't we say if you're going to be a Christian, you got to do this? It's all based on what Christ done. It ain't based on what you do. I do that because of relationship. I don't do that just praise God to say I done it and say, "Oh, I feel good today. I read a psalm in the Bible. I must be right with God." No, I'm right with God because of Christ. I'm not right with God because I read my Bible or didn't read it. You see where I'm coming from? I'm not preaching y'all not read your Bible. Y'all too, but it's not based on do's and don'ts. It's based on relationship with Christ by the grace of God. Somebody told me one time, Brother Wade back there, he's my friend. They said, when I sub-taught for a little bit for the schools, somebody said, "You mean you're going to them schools and something?" I said, "I believe the Lord wants me to do it. I had some kids come visit the church to it." But a man back there running the sound system was in there teaching too. And me and him hooked up. And God had it ordained like that. Nobody wouldn't be that dumb to think that God can't work where He wants to. He don't have to ask me. It's all about the gospel's sake anyhow. Everything I do should be about the gospel's sake. Because of the grace of God that's in me.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
It ain't, "Well, I think I need to go witness today." It's in me.
Yeah.
And I go out and I see people that I feel led of God. I talk to people. I'll tell you this and I'm through. We went to rest home on Monday night. And we were sitting around several people there. And they didn't have no rest home people in there. And I told the girl, I said, "We don't have nobody in here." She got about... It's got to bring people in. Everybody got to singing. This man come in, was mowing the grass. And he come in there and stood behind while they were singing. And he said amen one time. And then he started crying. And he waved me out there. He said, "Preacher, I got problems." He said, "I really need you to pray for me. His name's Jason. Remember him in prayer." He said, I have a problem with drinking." He said, "I believe I've been saved." He said, "I'm just backslid on God." That's what he said. And I prayed with him in the hall. But I'm going to tell you this. We didn't go to the rest home that night because we knew Jason was going to be there. But God knew he was. And he said, "I got three children and a wife at home. And we need the help of God." And he gave me his phone number. And we talked a minute and then he left. Folks, listen to me. If you can get this, it'll help you. Christianity is relationship with Christ. It's not rules and regulations. See what I'm saying? Grace is greater than that. You can be as free in God because the Holy Spirit will lead you into these things. He's talked about spirit life. He talked about fruit of the Spirit in the same book. And he said there, don't give occasion to the flesh. Don't use your liberty that way. But by love, serve one another. You say, I'd be worried. Brother, listen. Why should I worry? I'm in Jesus.
Amen.
Why should I sit around in doubt?
Amen.
I'm in Jesus.
Yes.
Why should I come into the church house and be bound because I think I hadn't lived a certain level this week and I can't really worship God? I'm in Jesus.
Amen.
On my worst day, that song they sung tonight can give me a stir. Because I'm telling you, he's been good to this old boy. Amen. Come in, praise God down sometime. I'm telling you what, the grace of God will help you. That's right. Just get in with it. Amen.
Yes.
Get in with it, praise God.
Yeah.
It's the grace of God. That means God had favor on somebody that didn't deserve it because he wanted to. Amen. I'm a prized possession, son. Amen. I am, Brother Joe. Boy, people don't look at me like it, but I'm a prized possession.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm a saint.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
So that sounds kind of boastful. No, God called me that.
Yeah.
You know why? Not because I'm that good, because Christ is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm in the family of God tonight.
Amen.
God that breathed in the man the breath of life and created this world, praise God, I just want to tell you, he's my father tonight. Amen. I mean, I got a heavenly father tonight. I got a Lord that's my Savior. His name is Jesus. Amen. He's real!
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost lives in me tonight. He's the difference in this world. Why should I live, praise God, underneath this world when I can live above it?
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's what Paul was saying right there. It's his gospel. It's the grace gospel. That's where you live at tonight. Amen. Let's stay, and I appreciate you hearing the word.